Message number 1125. My love, my mercy, my compassion will be your saving grace. Wednesday, May 14, 2014 at 23:30. My dearly beloved daughter, the graces which I present to the world will turn non-believers into devout followers of mine. They will be converted instantly and will fall on the ground before me in loving servitude. Those who betrayed me throughout their lives and who pushed me away will come forward and beg me to accept them as mine. Those who plot against my word will, however, be the most difficult to save. For they are more aware than the ignorant of the meaning of my word, and yet knowingly they try to rewrite it to suit their arrogant self-esteem. For all of their knowledge, they do not see the truth because they refuse to see it. They will not proclaim the absolute truth and will instead fabricate it in order to deceive others. Some people have turned on me because they believe that their calling to serve me has resulted in their being bestowed with enlightenment. They think that they have the authority granted to them through the power of the Holy Spirit to adapt my teachings so that they do not offend modern society. Their pride will be their downfall, and their fall from grace will be witnessed by many who will feel cheated because they were led into error. Others amongst them know exactly what they are doing, for it is not I that they serve, it is the evil one. They deliberately walk amongst you in order to destroy the true word of God. They will not repent, nor will they accept my hand, for they believe the lies of the beast who has promised my enemies for centuries his paradise to come. And they have chosen to believe in this elaborate deceit because of their greed and ambition. By the time they realize the truth, they will be thrown into the abyss. These are just some of the misfortunate and misled who will have denied the existence of the devil for what he is and of the bottomless pit into which he will dwell for eternity. I warn all of God's children that by following evil ways, by rejecting the word of God, and by committing mortal sin, that this will result in punishment. Anyone who tells you otherwise misleads you. Yet I will save the repentant up to the last second, so much do I yearn to save each of you. My love, my mercy, my compassion will be your saving grace. I do not wish to frighten you, but I must tell you the truth. By coming to me, no matter what your beliefs are at the very end, I will gather you as mine. Never forget this promise. I promise, reach for you at the depth of your despair. Your Jesus.